Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Besoek RSG Geldsaake se Facebookblad en kom ons gesels.
Ons gesels elke tweede maandag oor die geskiedenis van 'n bekende Suid-Afrikaanse maatskappy. Nou, baie mense is kliënte van hierdie maatskappye of ken die handelsnaam, is nie altyd seker waar hierdie maatskappye vandaan kom nie. Ons gaan vanaand gesels oor die geskiedenis van 'n ikoniese Suid-Afrikaanse maatskappy, Sun International. Nou, ek dink baie mense sal onmiddellik sê, dit is die besigheid van Saul Kuzner en dat Sun City een van die parels in die portefeulje is en hulle sal reg wees, maar in werklikheid strek die wortels baie verder terug in Suid-Afrika se koöperatiewe geskiedenis. Anthony Leeming is op die lyn. Hy is Sun International se uitvoerende hoof. Anthony, thank you so much for your time. It all started in 1967 as Southern Sun, and the South African breweries were also involved. Tell us the story.
Thanks for having me. Sun City's got a very interesting history, and it goes back to not just ourselves, but companies like Southern Sun, which are already where the business really started in the late 60s, early 70s. And it started with Kuzner, and in fact, Kuzner's father, who was invested in a hotel business. You know, as Kuzner grew, he decided to leave the sort of accounting profession. He was a partner in a small accounting firm in Durban. And his first sort of real big venture was into the Beverly Hills, which he built out in the Schlanger Way, and a very interesting history. So he started in the hotel business primarily and built the Southern Sun Group all around the country. And an incredible story. In actual fact, there's a book that's just been released recently on Sol. Peter Venison, who worked with him in the early days, wrote about it. So it really started as a purely hotel business, and at that stage was called Southern Sun. And he very quickly, I think, built a business on a hotel, not just being hotels. So a lot of the hotels would just go there and there's a bed and your breakfast. And he created nightclubs, and he made sure it was a place people wanted to go to. So, as I say, nightclubs, restaurants, and he really transformed the hotel sector in South Africa at the time, where these properties became very interesting. Breweries at the same time were invested in a different hotel chain, and I don't know the exact details, but they ventured a deal. They wanted Kuzner to come in, and they formed a sort of joint venture at the end of the day with breweries, and Sol Kuzner took over the hotel portfolio, which he had largely outperformed, and turned a lot of the properties around. So things like the Raffles nightclub, the old of us will remember it, was something Sol started. And these are things he saw from overseas in the US, where he visited certain places, Miami, where he learned a lot about what was happening in the hotel space and brought them back to South Africa. So incredibly how he went about building that business in the 70s.
But the first hotel, as you've said, was the Beverly Hills Hotel in Durban. That's where it all started.
That's where it all started. And it grew quite rapidly. I think in a period of 8 years, he built the biggest hotel chain in South Africa. And certainly it grew very rapidly, outperforming all other hotels. And as I said, it was about making hotel stay an experience and not just an overnight. And I think that's probably where this group has formed and where it's come from in terms of what we try and do. Sun City came much later, and it came about when South Africa created the Homelands, which were obviously recognized in South Africa but weren't recognized internationally. He saw the opportunity that gaming would be allowed because these would be separate governed homelands. And he saw the opportunity and actually made a big bid for a place like Sun City. And the story goes that they were looking for around Harder Beer Sport and around there. And they flew over and they said, keep flying a bit north. And he came across where Sun City asked helicopters to land. And the people with him thought Sol was mad, but he went about it, made the presentation to Magopi at the time and convinced him to do so. Interestingly, Magopi, before he opened Sun City, because he was having his inauguration, that he commanded him to build a hotel in Mbatu, which he went ahead and did, and that became the Mbatu Sun, and that's where one of his original casinos. He then went about building the rest of the casinos around the country and Sun City, where sort of Sun International, when he eventually separated from breweries, and the Southern Sun Group sort of separated in terms of the hotels, and he kept the casino side of it.
Where did the name Sun come from, or the term Sun? Because I think it's synonymous with Sol Kuzner and synonymous with gaming in South Africa, and it's very entrenched.
Obviously, the word Southern Sun, given that we are south and given the country and the sun and the summers we enjoy, yeah, I guess he called it Southern Sun. I don't know exactly how that name formed. And then when he made Sun International, I think his aspirations were always to go international. And he sought the casinos, and it wasn't just South Africa, although it was the homelands. And eventually, when he did leave South Africa, he took Sun International international. And the business at that stage was called Sun International Offshore. At that point in time is where Kursaf, which is Kuzner and Safran Rein, created a joint venture. And Kursaf was a listed company in South Africa. which they took the casinos here. We still had investment and funded part of his offshore expansion initially, had a stake in his company, Sun International. And that was in the sort of late 80s, early 90s. And that's how he started. And that's starting with first of all the Mohican Sun. And then once he did the Mohican Sun, obviously he had the Sun Resorts Mauritius Hotels, which was really built around the ISO in the late 70s, where he built in Latouche Rock, St. Geran, Sugar Beach, all those properties, which was formed Sun Resorts. And again, there was a joint venture with the Mauritian company. And he took it international, building, first of all, the Mohican Sun, where it was primarily a management contract. I think a lot of it he learned out of South Africa. And from there, he obviously eventually built the Atlantis in the Bahamas and then Atlantis in Dubai. And then he started the One and Only Group. So an incredible history and you know, foundation of what South Africa can thank for an incredible hotel industry, as well as a really good foundation for our casino industry.
I think it can be seen as the father of South Africa's gaming industry. And as you say, a hospitality destination where you go there not only to sleep, but to have a good time as well. Saul Kersner passed away in 2020. I'm sure his legacy is still alive within the group. Did you work with him?
I never worked with him, but I did meet him once in Atlantis. I actually had lunch with him, Atlantis in Dubai. And there we were just talking about, you know, working together potentially in the future. Nothing ever came of it. And then one a real interesting story, we were at the Nedbank Golf Challenge in 2019, and they were busy filming some of Saul Kersner, and they flew him out there. At that stage, he was quite ill. He was in a wheelchair, and I met him at the palace. And what was incredible, all the staff were brought out, and everyone knew who he was. It was almost one of those tear-jerking moments, and they started singing, and, you know, this African voice, first of all, outside the palace, and then we went into the Crystal Court, and just the acoustics there, it was just really tear-jerking. The Saul stood up out of his wheelchair, took the applause, incredible moment to see him come in there and see the respect he still commands at a place like Sun City, and everyone knows of him as the sort of real father of Sun City.
That was Anthony Leeming, hy is Sun International, so uitvoerende hoof. En nou met die tyd ons ingehaal, baie dankie aan Theo Forster van Galileo Capital, wat lekker saamgesels het, en dan van Palesa Matlala, Pieter Botha en Kukreer, en van my Ryk van die Kerk, dankie vir die saamluister.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie, elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.